would think I needed him. No.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and this is your host and the host of the Diary on Sunday, Stacey Johnson, and the director and founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers that you guys need to help me with, because Black people don't love Black people, so Black people all messed up. But today is Thursday, and today we're going to be talking about New Year's and New Year's resolutions. My boo, Hendrick, is going to call in and give us his thoughts early in the show. We were talking today. I was like, you know what? I don't know what I want to talk about. I got other things going on, and I don't really know what I want to talk about. He said, well, I know what I want to talk about. So we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, what that shit mean, and most niggas keep them for about 30 days and let it go. But you know what? To be reborn and to redo and having a new year, that's significant. Having every day as new, that's significant. Even having your mind refreshed all the time, that's significant. So I like New Year. I like starting over. I like that kind of stuff. I like change because it's good for you. It helps you to be open-minded. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's a new year. Maybe it'll be better. And it will be better. It's already better for me. But yeah, I'm thinking it should be better. Everybody should be trying to do something better than they did last year. If you are in the same place, what, last year or this year as you were last year, either mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and you haven't progressed in some kind of way, then you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And people understand success and money don't equate, okay? Because I have been more successful when I have been living day to day than when I was obviously getting a lot of money and taking care of a lot of kids and had a lot of shit. You understand? So I feel that this year I was more successful than I was last year because my mind is freer. I have more authority, I think, over my own life. When I want something, it happens. I know that I shouldn't worry because when I worry, that throws me all off and I have to bring myself back just like I did today. You got to bring yourself back from that old shit. So if you're thinking anything for New Year, start to think about what I talked about a couple Sundays ago on keeping in tune and keeping in tune with the frequency of God, and that's the frequency of love. If you keep everything you do on that frequency, your mind, your thoughts, your actions, think of those things that are lovely, that are pure, that are of a good report, your life is going to naturally change. You think of bullshit and what people did to you and how whatever. And I did it for a while, but it don't do you no good because those people that did it to you don't give a damn. So you need to go on and figure out you are the master of your own life. And I learned that, and it's a slow process, but it's one worth taking, doing, being, becoming. So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and I'm the hardest Black person, working Black person in America. Am I? No, probably not. But anyway, Hendrick's going to be calling in a little early. I told him this is his shit tonight. So he's got 2 minutes before he calls in. I'm sitting here enjoying a nice little cocktail with a friend of mine that is not talking to me, but it's okay. It's all right. People talk to me, they don't talk to me. But I still talk to them, and everything is good. I love my life. I love what I do. I love you. I love Barney. I love Elijah. I love Jesse, Freddie, and Chris. I love the Diary, and 2013 is going to be a nice year. You know, it's really going to be a nice year. So I don't know what Hendrick's going to talk about as far as resolutions, but think of right now how you want your life to be different this time next year. And nothing works until you put it into action. So you can think and talk all you want, but until you get your ass up off your ass and do something, nothing's going to change. And, you know, I don't like people that talk and don't do shit. You know, and I never want to be one of those people. Because, you know, what? Action, what, bullshit walks or some talk, something, all of that. By this time of night, I'm pretty tired. I don't even know why I got the show at 8 o'clock at night. Is it 8 o'clock? Yep. But I love you. That's why I do this. And please, it's the second day of Nigga, Please Don't Tell Me Nothing About Kwanzaa. So, I don't know five black people that celebrated, but we talked about it last night, and all I did was cuss it out. So, you know, it's all good. I'm going to take a break because my boo's going to be calling in, and I have to refill the official Starbucks glass with official non-Starbucks beverage. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and I am so strong and so powerful that I tend to play Power Tower because that is what I am, damn it. I shall return. Diary, your host, Stacey Johnson. Today is Thursday, December something. Let me see. December 27th. And my son has almost been 20, excuse me, 30 whole days. He's almost been 20, 30 days, and he's been promoted to the manager of the wonderful Taco Bell. No, I worked at Taco Bell. The wonderful Jack in the Box on Northgate. And 80 in the wonderful city of Sacramento, please go see him and buy a taco and tell him that you know his mama loves him. Anyway, and he is the manager, and the tacos will be great because he's the manager. All right, so New Year's resolutions and my boo, Hendrick, and let's go. Let's see what we're talking about. Here we go. This is my boo.
Yeah. Hey, I'm back in the diary, Miss Johnson. Thanks for having me. How you feel?
I'm good. You can hear, can't you? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I sound like I'm awesome. I'm blessed with the best. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. That's my baby. What's happening?
Hey, you know, first of all, thanks for having me on. I want to dedicate this show to Jesse Jackson.
You kill me with that.
I want to dedicate this show to fake-ass Jesse Jackson.
Yay!
You know, You was that nigga that told Martin Luther King to come out to the balcony and he got popped. Because he wanted to take his place.
Don't even say that. And, don't say that.
Well, hey, it's a conspiracy, but Jesse, I'm going to give you a special shout out because you're a fake ass nigga. Also, I want to give Paul Ryan a shout out because he was definitely wanted us to go back to slavery. All through the debates, you could tell that this dude was just from another planet. The dude didn't even blink. So,
yeah,
Paul Ryan,
Paul
Ryan, I want you to officially kiss my ass, and I appreciate that you're not a representative of this country. And the last person I'm going to dedicate this show to is the nigga that decided to sell single cigarettes. What nigga decided to do that? That took a lot of stupid motivation. Now you got niggas walking in that can't afford a whole pack. Oh, just let me get a single cigarette. Why didn't you sell single slices of bread to niggas? What about single eggs?
How much is a single cigarette? How
I have
much
no
is
idea.
That?
Can you sell a nigga a single Cheeto, too? I mean, can I buy a Cheeto? I'm just saying.
Yeah, hey.
So whoever decided to do that, I'm going to dedicate this show to that idiot. But, you know, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, Stacey.
Yeah, there we go.
And my thing is, you know, niggas, stop acting brand new. You know, why does January 1st determine if you go start a diet or if you go start paying your child support or, you know, all these New Year's resolutions you want to have? You've been fat all year, dog. So why now? And I just don't get it. You know, people kind of get... They kind of get thrown for a loop with all this New Year's resolution, you know, like,
and Christmas,
everything. I'm going to stop smoking. Now I'm going to stop smoking now because it's January. Really?
Yeah. And you know what, I don't blame somebody wanting to change shit because, you know, that's the whole purpose of being new, but... You know, like you said, don't be brand new, nigga. And you know, and on the other side of that is the niggas that totally stopped doing shit that they did for 20 years. And then when they stop, they start judging every other nigga that's still doing it. Now, that's
right.
The nigga I don't want to talk to on January 5th or some shit. You know?
Right.
So, you know, but it's okay.
I mean,
people should renew.
To stop all year. You have the power to stop doing whatever you were doing all year.
Right.
Now,
come
New Year's. Here's New Year's, and now you want to jump on the bandwagon. Like I said, you had all. What about May? You could have started your workout. A lot of people get gym memberships in January, right?
So it could be a Christmas present for your ass. You could have lost weight like me. I was trying to lose weight for my birthday. I started in the summer. It didn't work, but at least I started in the summer. You know, but you.
Well,
right,
this is the thing, though. A lot of people get gym memberships the beginning of the year because they want to start with their New Year's resolution of losing weight. I worked at LA Fitness as a sales rep, one of my jobs was getting people memberships. And one of the strategies I would use is I'd bring people in, I'd show them the club, I'd show them around, and, you know, I wouldn't really pump up the club, but I would let them know that these features are offered to you. But I would always tell people, look, you haven't had a gym membership your whole life, so I know you didn't come in here to get one today. We can go sit down and talk about some rates I can give you, but there's no pressure. And it's almost like the same way in all areas. If you invite somebody to church, there's no pressure to come this Sunday. You ain't been to church since Doomsday. So, you know, you don't need to come this Sunday.
That's a nice way to think about it. That's a nice
way
to think about it.
I got a lot
of
memberships that way because there wasn't any pressure.
And you know, when you're ready, come back. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right, too, because when I try to get my clients, anytime you try to pressure a nigga, you don't hear from them. But if you say, okay, well, you know, maybe next year, they're like, oh, no, this week. I wasn't talking like never. You know what I mean? So. And that's another thing that, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because that's more important than making the goddamn resolution, is to not pressure yourself to keep it. You know what I'm saying? Just because every nigga said, I got to do this. And we as a country, we just follow the fucking leader as far as I'm concerned. And the leader don't know shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, okay, what's your New Year's resolution? What's your not to be fucking with you this year. That's my New Year's resolution. So you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there ain't no pressure. And it's got to be something that you feel inside is right for you, not something some motherfucker, you know, said you need to be doing. Or TV said you need to be doing, or somebody, you know, that you admire say you need to be doing. But just do you.
Don't jump on Weight Watchers just because you've seen the commercial and now you can call in and for the new year you can get a cool rate. You should have been on Weight Watchers. And you should have been watching your weight. But don't do it just because there's pressure to do it because of the new year. Don't do it now.
And do what feels natural. You know, do what feels natural, because if it don't feel natural, you're not going to stick with it. Just like the going to the gym membership. Nigga, you know you don't want to be in front of 20 niggas sweating. So what you going to get a gym membership for? That was my biggest thing. It's like, I want to look like that once I already lost the weight and I look good and I'm with 20 niggas sweating. Not when I you know, need to drop 60. You know what I'm saying? So if it don't feel natural for you, don't do it, whether it's stopping smoking. If you think that's the worst thing ever and you come up with 15,000 reasons why you're going to gain weight, you're gonna, don't do it, because you're not doing yourself or the people around you a favor. You know?
You have to have a system. You know, a lot of people, they relapse because they decide to go cold turkey. If you want to stop drinking soda, then, you know, maybe you're the kind of person that can just stop and leave soda alone. Maybe you're the kind of person that has to go down to maybe a soda a week. Maybe you need to go down to a diet soda. But, cold turkey doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah, everybody can't just go cold turkey. Oh, hell no. No. And you know, and to think you can, you're probably fooling yourself. Because, you know, it's all a mind game. It's all a mind trip anyway. So however you set it up in your head is how it's going to be. But, you know, some people can go cold turkey. Shit, when I stopped smoking cigarettes, I went cold turkey. Oh, my niece flushed them down the toilet. I was like, you know what, nigga, that was $5. I'm going to stop because you're not going to flush $5 of my money down the toilet every time you see a pack of cigarettes. And she was right about not smoking. You know what I mean? So I was like, I left it alone. You know, there's other things to smoke in the world besides cigarettes.
That's more than just, you know, some of these cats' New Year's resolutions be to stop being a fake ass nigga. But what, you know, it's gonna take all year for you to stop being a fake ass nigga.
You can't stop in one day on December 31st and wake up a non fake ass nigga. Okay, you need to go to joint. You need to do a whole lot of meditate. I'll give you a couple of excerpts out the Bible and a few other things to read first. But you know what? Change is good.
Okay, so if you did have a New Year's resolution, I would call it more like a New Year's solution. And one of the solutions I want, and like I said, you can check me out on Facebook, Hendrick Johnson. Hey, like you said, a solution. Find somebody that's compatible to yourself. Or if another solution, get you a house this year. Say, look, I'm going to get a house this year. You know, I want to start my business this year.
Yep.
Now, that's a solution. Yep. All these resolutions, they just kind of just hopes and dreams. And, you know, right now they got Charlie Brown New Year on TV. There's a lot of people dreaming. But if you want to do something, make a solution to something.
Yep, that's right. And there's a lot of room for improvement in everybody's life, yours, mine, everybody. You know, and just try to do that. And like you said, make it a solution. Like you said, get a house this year. And I feel you on that one. You know, it's like, and anything is possible. And open up your tiny ass little brain, black people. That's the thing that gets me the most. You know, it's like all that negative nigga shit and all that stereotypical old shit that you got floating around in that brain of yours, there's no resolution on earth that's going to cure that. You got to open up that tiny-ass little brain and figure out these big possibilities for yourself. Now, that would be a nice New Year's solution, is to open up your tiny-ass little brain and realize that there's a world bigger than your mama, your daddy, and all them ignorant niggas you hang out with every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and get out and if you wanna make a solution, start with using your time wisely. From when you open your eyes to when you close them, what really have you accomplished throughout the day?
Yeah.
Other than a bunch of bullshit-ass Facebook posts. Like, you know, you're not a Facebook politician. You ain't getting paid for it. You know, I know cats that's their daily mission to put something prophetic on Facebook. Let me tell you something, bro.
What do you own? At the end of the day, what do you own? You know what I'm saying? Live, come up out of some shit. Make some, you know what I'm saying? Come up out of some shit. That's what impresses people. Not a bunch of talky-ass shit. It's the day-to-day activity when you can call somebody and say, hey, look, I didn't have this at this point, but guess what? By the end of the day, I had this and it. And you know what? And that's one thing that I concentrate on, and it says in the Bible. You know what? You know, tell God that you love him in the morning and give thanks for his blessings in the evening. You know, show him your love in the morning. Okay, that means get your ass up and show God that you love him in the morning when you wake up. And by the end of that day, you will be able to thank him for your blessings. You know, and I focus on that with a goal and a mission and a plan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Out the day. And that should be, I know about 17,000 niggas, that should be their New Year's solution, okay?
Well, my thing is to be, I don't ask for gigantic things. I just try to build small. And I would say if I had a New Year's solution, it would just be consistent, to be consistent with whatever I'm doing. That means if I'm going to be an active tither in church, I'm going to make sure that I set aside the money to tithe. For instance, you know, a lot of times, you know, our bills are stacked up, and then, you know, unfortunately, the tithe doesn't become the first, which is supposed to be the first. Okay, let me find the solution to that. Let me use my debit card as I'm paying my bills. Call the church. Hey, take this amount out, so that way that's already accounted for. And in other areas, just be consistent. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Show up on time. You know,
and faith. And be consistent in faith. You know what I'm saying? Be consistent with faith, even to the point where you will believe that I'm going to give my tithe first, even though it appears in right now that I can't pay something because I'm paying my tithe. You know, I mean, if we call ourselves Christians, you know, we should really be believing that God's going to provide for us even if we do step out in faith. But see, what churches don't teach people and all the things in giving is it's the attitude with which you give. If you're so worried about your tithe because either I'm going to give my tithe or I'm going to pay my bills, you know what? Just go pay your bill. Because it's the spirit with which you give your tithe that brings back the blessing. If you think that you're that's what I tell my clients. If you think that money you're giving me is a sacrifice for you, you need to keep that shit. Because what you're giving me and what I'm giving you, it's not equal. I'm giving you way more in my time and my effort in that money.
That.
So it's the spirit. It's the spirit with which you give that brings back the blessing, you know?
Yeah,
and I heard
you know,
a story
you're supposed to be
about
a cheerful giver.
Yeah, that's right. Be a cheerful giver. That's exactly right. It's the spirit with which you give. And you
see,
they don't cover that in church. You know what I'm saying? It's a spirit.
No, what I mean is a lot of churches are having New Year's Eve services, and I've gone the last few years, and they don't cover what you should do. They talk about how blessed you were throughout the year. But they don't really cover what you can do differently next year. And I think that's what they miss out on. They need to.
That's right. You know, but all of that tithing and giving and stuff, and people so worried. It's I mean, because I've been studying a lot of stuff with money. You know, I need money. I mean, we need money to do the things that we want to do, whether it's living every day or helping people, and we want to do all of that. So I'm like, okay, God, what is this deal with money? Because you are the creator of everything, okay?
Right.
I need everything. I need to have instant access to what I need when I need it. I mean, I don't need it all stored up in a bank somewhere, but when I need it, Lord, I need it. So what is the key in the, how do I get it when I need it? And what, you know, and what I want the world to do, and what people, especially people I love, is to walk out in faith with an unfailing, unwavering faith that God is going to do what you know that he's going to do. And if what you're asking him to do is coming out of a spirit of love and goodness and kindness and peace and all things that are good, he's going to grant that shit. And don't let nothing get in your way.
This is what I have a problem with, though. With people that are willing to work as a unit. There's not a lot of those people around that are willing to work as a unit, because people are so concerned about me, my house, my crew. Yeah. We're going to make it. And the problem is that they don't make it.
Yep.
And then they're sitting around. They can't work together as a unit. You know, we got people right around us in our own family that can't work.
Yep.
Hold on. We can't work as a unit, Stacey. That's a problem.
Hey, you talking, you are singing to the choir, because I'm the youngest of 11 niggas that should be working as a unit. And we all 11 strangers, okay, in our own way.
Okay,
one
so
sister dying,
we can do that. How
ain't nobody going to see her. The other one shooting on herself. Ain't nobody going to see her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to figure out why. You know, I did what I thought my parents wanted me to do, and say I Facebooked all these niggas and say, hey, look, ain't your last name Johnson, and wasn't your daddy the same daddy I had? Well, why the hell
that's
we letting our sister sit up in her own shit?
That's a
whole
other show.
And not doing anything? You know,
that's
what I'm saying. Hell yeah. You know, and that's how I roll. So that's why ain't no unity, because I tried to start at home. That's why I refuse to let my 3 kids be strangers. You know, I make sure when I talk to my oldest that she feels she's my oldest, and they love her. Have you talked to your brothers this week? Have you called your brothers this week? Have they, you know, I mean, that's unity. It starts at home. So if I don't make my kids be a unit and them enforce them, hey, look, I don't give a damn if you did not or you did like what your mom told you. I'm your mom, and I don't give a damn, and I love you. And love beats out all negativity and bullshit over time. So now I even see myself. This year I'm so excited about next year, because me and all my 3 kids had a halfway decent conversation at Christmas time, and my 2 boys who swear they hated me and would for life, Mom, I really hope you have a good Christmas.
You know what? That's wonderful and peachy for your family. Everybody's family ain't like that. Mine's not.
But that's good.
You can raise your hand and testimony for that. But everybody can't testify to that.
And family is who loves you. It ain't got shit to do with blood, okay? Your family is who loves you.
Yeah.
You're my family because I love you. Okay.
Absolutely.
So,
same here. And I'm I'm glad your family can sing Kumbaya. My skin.
But it ain't my family. It's my immediate family that I have charge of. You know what I'm saying? It's the immediate family I have charge of. The ones I shot out of my puss. Yeah.
Well, that's my job.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure that those 3 play by the rules. And that's my job, and I'm doing my job.
I'm glad that that's consistent with yours. My thing is, I challenge everyone in my life to be unified. You can go 72 hours without talking to me, then you should be in my phone.
And, boo, we got 60 seconds, and you know I love you, so I'm going to give you all 60. So do your thing.
Well, you know what? I'm Hendrick Johnson back in the diary. Stacey Johnson brought me on. And, hey, man, stop acting brand new for the new year. Just because it's 2013 don't mean that you need to go get an ab master and you need to go get some track shoes and get out there. You wasted 2012 doing nothing.
Yeah,
so you expect me to believe that in January you're going to change your life? Let me tell you something, dude. Call your kids, take them to the park, and start there. Start with the stuff that matters. Nigga, yourself, losing the weight, that don't matter.
And respect your mom and
your
dad
kid.
So you can have long life. Respect your mom and dad.
Stop disrespecting your baby mama. Stop disrespecting your baby mama. She's your son's mom. Stop disrespecting out there.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You know I like that. I know that's right,
I'm signing
baby.
Off. I got love for you, Stacey. Much
I
love.
Know, you know, much love for my boo-boo, and we will be back when we want to be back. It may be tomorrow. It may not be. Look, we got some phone calls. Sorry, people that call. You know we love you, but we want you to call in tomorrow because we want to hear what you got to say. They've been holding for 4 minutes, and we love you. Look, they hung up. We do love you. We love you. I wasn't paying attention. Hendrick, tell them we love them.
Hey, we love y'all, and peace. Y'all stay safe out there.
Peace, baby.
It's cold
peace,
out
and
here.
We'll be back tomorrow. And anybody that wants to call, we will be available tomorrow. We want to hear what you got to say. This is a diary where we is live and we is good. And you know what? Your family is who loves you. And, Hendrick, I love you, and you already
know. I love you, too.
And
always.
And those that I love know that I love them. I may not be easy to love, okay? But you know I love you, and you know I'd do anything for you. So this is a diary.
Right.
This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and we are chilling and going, and I'm going, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Peace.